In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with USMEF President and CEO Philip Tseng, who has just returned from the World Meat Congress in Beijing. Tseng offers his thoughts on some of the key issues discussed at the event.
The International Meat Secretariat hosts a World Meat Congress every 2 years, and this year we were fortunate enough to be in Beijing. There were about 800 to 1,000 people that were in attendance. It starts out initially with breakouts of beef, pork, and lamb and veal committees. Then it breaks out into different sessions. There were three areas that were probably key focus areas: food safety, sustainability, and food security. A lot of times it seems like our trade officials only meet government officials from other countries when there are arduous issues to deal with. In fact, all countries that are there have issues with other countries, but it's a chance to sit down, and I think people find out that a lot of the problems they have are not unique to just them alone. Trade issues, of course, as we know right now, it's a very dynamic world with the advent of more of these regional blocks and regional agreements. We're starting to see a shift in the way that these are working. So a lot of concern about how these are going to impact people who are not part of these blocks.
While the World Meat Congress was not specifically focused on trade issues involving the host country, Tseng notes that efforts to maintain science-based trade with China is an area of growing concern.
When you're in China and you see the enormity of the Chinese market, and if you want to export to China, if you want to be part of that China business that's the fastest growing in the beef area in the world and half the world's pork is consumed in China, China, regardless of what the international standard bodies might be saying, they will set their standard. So what we see here, to some degree, is the old order, where you had a lot of collective work that was done based on science, being basically challenged by the Chinese, and it has become a huge factor as far as what we'd call the Chinese standard versus what I'd call the international accepted standards.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.